بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: والذي نفسي بيده، لو لم تذنبوا لذهب الله تعالى بكم ولجاء بقوم يذنبون فيستغفرون الله تعالى فيغفر له. رواه مسلم. Still in the chapter of istighfar, that Allah has commanded us to seek forgiveness from Him, and after that Allah promises that He will reward us for seeking forgiveness. This also we find that nobody in the world will do that. When you do wrong, then He commands you to ask for forgiveness, and then He rewards you for that. This is only Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala who knows He has created us, that خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا, that man has been created weak. Man has been created from the material of this world, and by nature he is going to incline to it, and he will fall into the disobedience of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala, most arhamur rahimin, Allah Ta'ala who is ghaffaru zunub, who forgives our sins, He has commanded us that we seek forgiveness from Him. And in this hadith Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, taking qasam of Allah Ta'ala, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِي, I take an oath by Him in whose hands my life lies. That is Allah Ta'ala. We are all belong to Allah. Allah does with us as He wants to, and as His will is. Then Allah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَوْ لَمْ تُذْنِبُ, if you people do not commit sins, لَذَهَبَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِكُمْ, Allah Ta'ala will remove you people, Allah Ta'ala will take you away. And وَلَجَاءَ بِقَوْمٍ يُذْنِبُونَ, Allah will bring a nation, a people who will commit sins. فَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى, after committing sins, Allah will give them that ability, that tawfiq to seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. فَيَغْفِرُ لَهُمْ, and then Allah Ta'ala will forgive them. Of course, this is by no means any license to commit sins. It is no encouragement to commit sins. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, we are commanded to stay with taqwa and to stay away from all types of sin completely. But Allah Ta'ala also loves to forgive sins, and He wants to do that action of forgiveness. Like the dua on the night of Qadr, that Allahumma innaka afuun, Ya Allah, you are an embodiment of forgiveness. For tuhibbul afwa, you love to forgive. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. So, oh Allah, please forgive us. You love to do that. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahumullah, explains that every person likes that which is foreign, which he hasn't got by him, which somebody else has got. And by Allah, there is no sinning whatsoever. In the heavens and the skies, the malaika, there is no sinning whatsoever. So to say, the sinning is a foreign thing. And Allah loves to forgive sins. And on such occasions, Hazrat says that we have come with truckloads, we have come with huge, huge containers of sin. Now do your beloved action of forgiving. You love to forgive, and we have come with the sin. But na'uzubillah, we must never ever take it that now we are going to commit sin so that Allah will forgive us. And Allah loves to forgive us. This is all encouragement to turn to Allah Ta'ala. It is in no way encouragement that we commit sins whatsoever. As far as this aspect is concerned, people are generally of four categories. One is a pious person, and he seeks forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. And this is really what Allah wants. And this is also which we regard as a sin. And in a sense, it is a sin that even a pious person, a learned person who knows everything about Quran and Hadith, the laws of Allah, and he seeks forgiveness, that means he is humble. That is what Allah really loves, this humility, this humbleness. So that is the highest stage a person can be. He is righteous, he is pious, and all the time he is seeking forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. Now otherwise, normally, when a person is pious, he's learned, etc., he doesn't seek forgiveness. He feels, I'm all right, what do I have to seek forgiveness from? And that brings the other condition within him, pride. That now I'm a very learned person, I'm a very pious person, and this is the worst condition. That when a person has pride, and so he won't ask for forgiveness. And in this, it is a measurement for us, it is a gauge for us, free of charge, to see how much of humility we have got. If we are seeking forgiveness from Allah, for the namaz I made, oh Allah, forgive me, I did not make it correctly. For effort of deen I'm doing, oh Allah, I did not do it properly. We find that the great people, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, it is famous. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, it is famous. They should serve the people so much, make their khidmat, and then ask Allah forgiveness. Ya Allah, I couldn't fulfill the rights of the mihman. I couldn't do what I was supposed to do. So that condition, that a person is humble, he'll ask for forgiveness, that is the highest. A person is pious, educated indeed, but he has got pride, it has brought pride. That is a very, very bad and dangerous condition. Then you have a sinner. He is a sinner and he is asking for forgiveness also. That also Allah loves, that a person asks for forgiveness. And a sinner, and it has brought pride in him, and he's boasting about his gunas. I did down this person like this. I did down that person like that. I committed this sin. That person is in a very terrible condition. So, yeah, it is, beautifully it is said by an Allah wala, that naaz-e taqwa, a person has got taqwa, but he has got pride in him. Naaz-e taqwa se phir achhi niyaz-e randi. Randi is an evil woman who sells herself, but she is humble. She turns to Allah, oh Allah, forgive me, that of necessity she's doing whatever wrong she's doing or whatever, and she asks for forgiveness, that has got, she is also in a high position by Allah. And that person who has got taqwa, who has got piety, who has got knowledge, but it has brought pride in him, and that means he's not asking for forgiveness, that person is in a dangerous position. So in this hadith we are not encouraged. It is no license for sinning, but it is for humbleness. Turn to Allah in humility. Don't have pride in you because of your piety. Don't have pride in you because of your knowledge or any other condition. You are very generous. You are very, you make khidmat of people. But if these things bring pride in a person, then a person loses everything by Allah Ta'ala. Humbleness must be in a person. A sinner also who is humble and turns for forgiveness, these doors are also wide open by Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala bring this quality of humility within us, of seeking forgiveness from Allah, and that no pride in any way, this holier than thou attitude, just because of some, and that is also by the tawfiq of Allah. You got to make some ibadah, you got some knowledge, and now you are boasting of somebody else's thing. It's not your own, it is given to you by Allah, and Allah can take it away when He wants to. So to boast about something which does not belong to us, that is even more worse. May Allah bless us with humility, seeking forgiveness, which we are encouraged to offer so much.